12 to 4, it's Family Fun Day at the Pratt Museum in Prattsville, Greene County. That's in the far western corner of Greene County. It involves taking a walking tour of Prattsville's historic Main Street, and kids will paint a mural of your dreamscape for Prattsville in the 21st century. And that's at the Zadok Pratt Museum in Prattsville. And if some of you are not quite familiar with the Zadok Pratt Museum, as I wasn't, I'd never heard of the place until recently, I'd like to play an interview I did a couple of weeks back with Caroline Bennett, who is the general manager of the Village Square Bookstore in Hunter in Greene County. And she's also, I believe, though I apologise if I'm mistaken about this, the official historian for the town of Prattsville. Anyway, here's the interview coming up. Caroline, you wear many hats, I hear, and you're also the curator for...
the Zadok Pratt Museum.
Say that again?
It's the Zadok Pratt Museum.
And that's in Prattsville.
In Prattsville. I have the experience, you know, I was going to say I'm like a bad penny, I keep turning up. I have the experience of having to work more than one job. That's very common in the Catskills, but people get confused. Wait, didn't I hear that she managed the, you know, the Village Square bookstore? Yes, I do. But I also am the director and curator of the Zadok Pratt Museum. I was actually their director curator about 15 years ago, or 20 years ago, and I stayed there for 5 years, so I have a great familiarity with their collections, with their strengths, with their weaknesses. And when I left, they had a series of director/curators. And then finally, about 4 years ago, they asked me if I would come back. And I said I would come back on a consultant basis. And that's what I do. It's a fabulous little museum. It is devoted, on one level, to telling the story of Zadok Pratt, who owned the world's largest tannery, which was located in Prattsville, New York. And tanning, which is the taking hides of animals and softening it and making it available for the making of clothing and shoes and things like that. That was a large industry in the then very tiny United States in the early 1800s. Pratt built the world's largest tannery, so he was an important early entrepreneur. He also was a congressman for 2 terms. He is responsible in part for legislation to form the Washington Monument, the Smithsonian Institution, and the Transcontinental Railroad. So he's an important figure of Greene County. So the museum is devoted partially to telling his story, and his story is also the story of the region, whether it is the mountaintop, but actually the valley too, because his hides used to come up to Catskill Point, and then the drovers would take the wagons down and load them and come up the mountain road and bring them to Prattsville. So it really is the story of the Catskills region. And we tell that story as well. And then we have another story which we find very interesting. It's the story of Prattsville from before it became Prattsville, named after Pratt in 1832. It was settled in about 1765 by the Dutch. And later there was another settlement of German Palatines that came from Middleburg and around through Schoharie County. We tell the story of the people of Prattsville from 1765 until the present day. And many of those families are still living there. Pratt built 100 homes of hemlock. When he stripped the bark, he used the bark to build the town. Of those 100 homes, maybe 95 of them are still standing. When I first came to Greene County, and I lived near Prattsville in Lexington, I went into the town. I felt like I was in the 19th century because almost nothing had been done to change these buildings. In the 30 years, some people have vinyl sided and things like that, but they're still there. Underneath the vinyl siding is the building or the buildings that Pratt built, and many of them still do exist in their original form, including the museum, which was Pratt's Homestead, which was built in 1828.
And of course, we have just up the road Tannersville, which is named after tanning.
Absolutely, after tanning, because Jonathan Palin was, there are a number of important names in tanning, and in this region, one of them was Jonathan Palin, and of Palinville. And so Palinville had a tannery. You know, it's funny. I don't think there was a tannery in Tannersville. Justine Hummel and I, Justine is the historian for the town of Hunter, believes that there was one. Mm-hmm. I think that in all of my research, Tannersville was the place that the tanners went after they were paid. You see, a lot of the tanners lived in camps, mm-hmm. all men, and they would, when they got paid, would want to go somewhere to have a good time and spend their money. So Tannersville is the village of tanners. That's where I think they hung out. I can find no evidence of a tannery in Tannersville. But there was one here in Hunter Village called, his name was Colonel Edwards, and the village was once called Edwardsville. It isn't anymore, but...
Hmm. Fascinating.
It is.
Hmm. Okay, well, once again, thank you so much, Caroline Bennett, for being on the afternoon show. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that was Ann Forbes Cooper with talking to Caroline Bennett about the, what is it, Prattsville Day Festival? Is that what it's called this Saturday?
Yes, it's Family Day at the Zadok Pratt Museum in Prattsville this Saturday from 12 to 4 o'clock.